If you've been curious on how toxins can impact your weight, this episode is for you. So you all know I love talking about toxic load. I love talking about how essential oils are a solution to reducing your toxic load. But what you may not know is actually the role that toxins have on your weight. We know that they may impact more serious conditions, long-term chronic conditions or acute, very powerful conditions, but they'll actually impact your metabolism and your weight. So Kelly Bonanno joins us, my toxins expert, I call it, and she's just going to lead us through how they impact your weight and some simple ways this holiday season, as you're giving gifts and all this stuff that, i.e., for women may have toxins in them, how you can kind of go about giving more natural solutions and non-toxic gifts. So that would not just impact your weight, impact their health and their metabolism as well. So tune on in. And then make sure that you join my Facebook group, the Healthy Sustainable Weight Loss Community, and let me know how this episode is for you. And if you haven't yet booked a clarity call because you want support in reaching your weight loss goal and having sustainable weight loss in the new year, make sure you book a clarity call on my schedule for next week, even the week after, so I can support you in reducing your toxic load, but doing the other things necessary, working on your mindset and habits to finally have sustainable weight loss success in 2021. So you can go to madewell345.com/clarity or go to the show notes, and I would love to just have a no pressure complimentary chat with you to help you get clear. Okay, talk to you later and enjoy the episode. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my healthy and sustainable weight loss community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. Today I have with me Kelly, who's been on the podcast a lot of times, and we were just here talking for like 30 minutes before about so many things. So we're finally getting into it, but it's just great to have her on because I really see her as an expert when it comes to toxins, in particular toxins in our personal care products and our beauty products. And you know, as we are in the holiday season, I was just telling Kelly, like, even back home, it's just so popular to buy products for people in the holidays, especially women. We just like want to pamper ourselves up. But what many of us don't know is that often these hidden toxins in there could be the thing that's holding us back, particularly from weight loss. So, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me again. It's always fun to chat with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you've shared your story multiple times before. But you know, just tell us a little bit about your story. Like, what got you really particularly focusing on toxins in your personal care products?
Well, I mean, it started sort of with when I was pregnant with my youngest, who's now 14, an email that, you know, there's no coincidences, but it just happened to be in my inbox, and it talked about the toxins in plastics. And that's sort of what started. I thought, oh my gosh, there's BPA and phthalates. And my toddler at the time was, you know, eating and drinking off of all of these toxic plastic things. And that's what did it. And then a few years later, started my blog, which was a lifestyle blog, but I love wellness. And so it just slowly but surely. And then the more I learned, it just kind of kept coming to me. And I did more research, and I thought, this is just not okay. And, you know, it was a journey. And the more I learned, the more I researched and realized these toxins are so harmful. And so many scientists say what you're putting on your skin is just as important as what you're putting in your body. And it's true.
It's true. Yeah. And it's so funny. I was like, my little girl who's 4 months now is teething, and I'm just like,
you know, there's so many things people recommend for like helping them with their guns. And I'm like doing this research and I'm like, I would rather you just suck on your finger until I figure out what is the best product for you. Because like, you know, this stuff has BPA, it has platinum, all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, you're going to be sucking that. So I want to make sure it's good quality. So I love that it's when you had a child, you know, you started thinking about, well, what's best for my child? But then you started putting it back on yourself. Like, what's best for me? So I know you're all about beauty. You always look great on every Facebook Live, by the way.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet.
I'm just like, I just need to like look like you. But tell us a little bit more about that. I know you're so passionate about women, you know, still being beautiful, still dressing themselves up, still caring for themselves, but not bringing the toxins with it. So tell us a little bit about that. Like, what are the things they should look out for? You know, what do you do? How do you support women in that way?
I really, you know, I'm a firm believer of, yes, when you look better, you feel better. When you feel better, you look better. It just, and it's not about chasing some unrealistic goal and trying to look 25 again, but being the best version of yourself, whatever that means to you. And it's just, you're happier all overall when you're feeling good about yourself. And, you know, it's not about being a size zero or, you know, like I said, trying to look a certain way, just looking your best. And part of that is good nutrition. I mean, it's the seven pillars of health. It's the good nutrition and reducing the toxic load. And part of it, yeah, is really good skincare. But the problem is so much skincare has these toxic ingredients that, I mean, I frankly don't see how a carcinogen or neurotoxin can make me look better or younger. So it makes no sense in that respect.
Yeah, that's right.
But, and then there are so many skincare products that don't have the toxins and still work effectively. So you don't, you know, you don't have to. And that's why I always say you don't have to give up glamour. You can go green without giving up glamour, ladies. You really can.
Yeah. No, I love that because I do feel like, you know, I obviously I'm a huge essential oils advocate, use them, share them, teach people about them. And I use a lot of essential oil based products for my skin and my health. And I feel like my skin is better than before. Right. And so these natural solutions that are made to actually support your skin and your health are some of the best options. So, you know, it's the holidays right now. And I think, you know, I have to confess, hopefully no family is listening to this, but I'm constantly getting like perfumes or lotions and stuff for the holidays. And I feel bad because I just know I'm not going to use them. And so I keep them thinking like, well, if someone ever comes and stays at my house, but I'm like, but I don't want them to have that, you know? But I think again, so tell us a little bit, what are some of the, you know, the dirty dozens of cosmetic chemicals or whatever, those particular things we should look out for that you find in a lot of these, like, you know, beauty products or even stuff like candles, right? Like that people give to each other in the holidays. What should we be looking out for?
This is a really important topic. And I have a strong rule. I don't give toxic products. I just can't do it. You know, and I have a lot of nieces that are teenagers and, you know, tweens. And I'm not going to name any stores, but it's, or lines, but that's not what I'm going to give. But what I will give are the clean lines. Nice to know that Sephora is actually, they have what they call clean at Sephora. So you can now find cleaner lines there. And then of course, Credo Beauty is one of my staples. It's kind of like, it's similar to Sephora. They carry tons of brands, but it's all clean, every single thing. And Folane and the Detox Market. So I say, I steer away from the stuff you'd find at the malls and the traditional conventional things and just get cleaner versions for gifts and candles too, because candles, conventional candles with paraffin emit toxic fragrance or toxic toxins into the air. So that's a really popular gift. And luckily there's now tons of products that, or lines that have, you know, the coconut wax or soy. So you can go non-toxic with your candles as well. And in answer to your question, some of the main ingredients, of course, parabens. And I mean, even formaldehyde is in a lot of these conventional products and phthalates. And then one of the worst offenders is fragrance.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that fragrance. Or parfum.
Yes.
Parfum or perfume.
On the label, it'll say fragrance, parfum, perfume. And so the FDA says, they call that a trade secret. So it's kind of a legal loophole. So they will tell manufacturers, you don't have to disclose what is in that fragrance. So, and I'm not talking about perfume, although that's a whole other. Within the ingredients label, if there's the word fragrance, unless the company discloses what's in that fragrance, like if it's an essential oil or something clean, then that's fine. It could very likely be filled with potentially hundreds of toxins. You know, there's a lot, right. A lot of times people, you know, clients and potential clients will come to me and they'll think, oh, well, I'm using some clean products, and then we'll do, because one of my things is I kind of do like a clean sweep and help people transition gradually because it can be overwhelming. But a lot of times products, and even when I'm just researching products, they'll look great. They'll have all these clean ingredients, and then you get to fragrance. And like, yeah, you lost me at fragrance. And I will, especially for a client, call a company. And if that fragrance is a clean fragrance, fine. But a lot of times it's not. And if they won't tell you what's in the fragrance, then that's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing, right? I went to the hairdresser the other day, and they used this thing for my sort of hair. And I was like, oh, I want to buy it. She's like, go to Target. It's right there. And I did. And I was like, oh, this looks great. Then I'm like, oh, fragrance. I already bought it at that point. I'm like, well, I'm just going to have it here. But I'm like, it's just so sneaky, you know? So, and tell us a little bit, you know, so we'll talk about obscenogens in a little bit and how that particularly impacts your weight and so forth. But what are some of the effects of things like formaldehyde, parabens, phthalates, and fragrances on the body?
Well, it contributes to the toxic load. And, you know, it's not typically an acute reaction. It can be. Some toxins can cause eczema, psoriasis, breakouts, those things. But really, it's an accumulative effect degrading your health over time. And it's just contributing to that toxic load. And, you know, the other thing I really want to impress upon people is to not stress over what you can't control. Because there are environmental toxins out there that you cannot avoid. So when you can have some control and avoid, that's why using the cleaner products in your home, on your body, on your kids' bodies, that will really help, because your skin's absorbing. And so when your skin absorbs, it does hit the bloodstream, hit certain organs. Some substances are not small enough to penetrate, but many are. And we know our skin is our largest organ. So it can lead to, certain cancers, tons of autoimmune issues, because a lot of these toxins are carcinogens. So of course, leading to the many cancers, and only 10% of cancers are genetic. So it's good to avoid the carcinogens. But the others are endocrine disruptors. So, you know, the endocrine system is that network of glands secreting hormones all throughout the body, stimulating and regulating most of the processes in our body. So an endocrine disruptor can mess with any number of systems in your body, reproductive, neurological, pituitary, thyroid, you name it. And it's like a Russian roulette. You don't know. These endocrine disruptors could cause any number of problems. And that's the thing. So these autoimmune issues, I mean, I have Hashimoto's. I'm convinced it's from years of toxic exposure unknowingly. I mean, I didn't know it until I was an adult, a mom. And I mean, I had an inkling, we all kind of know, but you know, and even back in the 90s, I remember trying to find clean deodorant, but it wasn't at the forefront of my. So that's the thing, is it can lead to any number of illnesses and diseases.
And then tell us a little bit. So the topic, you know, like we really want to talk about today, even, and all this is accumulating to this, and the fact that obscenogens are so toxins that act as obscenogens that impact your weight, impact your metabolism. And so often I think women are, you know, maybe doing all the right things that they think they should do. Either they're eating well, they're exercising, they're reducing their stress, they're sleeping, working on their mindset, and yet they're still using a lot of these toxic products, which could be impacting all the areas you just mentioned, but also their weight. So tell us a little bit how toxins act as that obscenogen in the body.
So yes, they're a classification of toxins. Many of them, phthalates, parabens, the BPA, PFOA, which is on the nonstick pans and, you know, in the lining of popcorn bags and things. And I mean, the list goes on. They can alter your metabolism. They're called obesogens, and they disrupt the normal development and balance of the lipid metabolism. So it can cause your body to store more calories than it, as opposed to burning them. So you could be burning fewer calories, and it can also affect hormones responsible for appetite and giving you that satisfied feeling. And it even can cause your fat cells to signal to your body that you're full, or it impedes your body's reaction to signal that fulfilling feeling. So, and then the other thing is it causes some of these endocrine disruptors mess with your blood sugar levels, which you really wouldn't think. Usually it's food that mess with your blood sugar levels, and that spike and drop in blood sugar levels really can stall the fat burning process. So when there's, you know, your food is doing it, and then there's also these obesogens doing it, it really kind of just puts that wall between you and mm-hmm. your ideal weight. And yeah, a lot of women, they're doing all the right things, but then they're bombarding their bodies with these obesogens. Mm-hmm. So basically reducing that and avoiding these gives you a leg up. And they can also, they prompt the liver to become insulin resistant. And that makes the pancreas pump out more insulin, that, you know, turns to getting that energy to turning into fat rather than being burned. So it impedes your body's natural abilities. Your body is designed to take in the calories for energy and burn them and, you know, keep that machine going. So these toxins can just impede that process.
Right.
I know.
Ooh, so I many like, ways. I don't want to make it. You like, know, it's like, just yeah. so, it's crazy. No, it's good. I think we should know this going forward. So, you know, what would you suggest? Because I often think when people come to this, they realize that, okay, I've been using so many toxins. Oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. What particularly would you suggest, whether it's the holidays or not, what's the next step forward? Like, what's one thing people can do today to really reduce their toxic load in this area?
I say take it one step at a time. You know, we build lasting habits by doing one little thing at a time. And if it feels overwhelming, as you're running out of one product, do a little research, replace it with a clean product. You know, like let's say body lotion is a mm-hmm. good place to start because it covers a huge amount of your body. So, you know, an eye cream is only going to be put, you know, in a tiny little area of your eye. So maybe not mm-hmm. as important, still important, but your shampoo, your scalp absorbs even more, and also, I think these are easy things to switch out because mm-hmm. body lotion, maybe you're going to be really picky about your skincare, your makeup, but not your body lotion. So one thing at a time as you're mm-hmm. running out, that's the easiest way to do it. And the good resources, you know, where you're shopping. I've got a list on my site, clean beauty products, you know, brands that I have vetted and researched that have my eco seal of approval. So that, you know, at least you know that if you're shopping from those brands, you are not going to be, you know, getting any toxic products. And just kind of, and it's trial and error. You know, one person's going to love a mascara and another person can't stand it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I've even tried a couple of different, I don't wear a whole lot of makeup these days, but, you know, I tried a couple of different mascaras, even as you're saying, they're both clean lines and I just like one more than the other. Right. It's not that one's cleaner than the other. So understanding that too. And yeah, I was going to ask you to mention some of those brands, but I think, yeah, go check out. She has an array of a huge list of different products to use. So check out that on her. I'll make sure to link it here for you guys, those clean beauty products. So let's, as we wrap up, let's just kind of talk about, before we talk about maybe your new podcast and everything and where people can find you. So the holidays, what do you then suggest as people are approaching the holidays? Should they go look at that list for gift ideas? What should they do with reducing their toxic load in the holidays?
Well, for the holidays, candles are so popular. So I say, try some cleaner candles, especially if you're going to burn them. Now, if you're not going to burn them, doesn't matter if they're toxic. They're just cute little Christmassy candles or holiday, you know, snowman.
Right.
If you don't burn them, that's fine. I mean, I've got candles like that. I don't burn them, but they're just cute. So that's fine. And then seeking out those, because yeah, the I mean, all the bath products and skincare and makeup, they're great gifts. I mean, it's something that I love to receive. And if you have daughters or nieces, great gifts. So just seek out the cleaner lines. And like I said, Sephora has Clean It Sephora, and then Credo Beauty and Detox Market, Follaine. Those are, just seek out the cleaner gifts. And, you know, in your home, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other, animal in your home, but just be, transferring over the cleaning products that are not toxic, because that definitely is getting into the atmosphere and environment of your home. So you're breathing in toxic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love, you know, as we wrap up too, I think what's important for people to recognize when they hear the word toxin, they often think about those, like, you mentioned this acute versus kind of chronic. And we think about those things at high dosage, like bleach and a huge amount that's going to harm your body. But what we're not looking at is that this chronic constant exposure to these low dosage toxins that add up in our bodies. And so that's what we're just trying to highlight for you guys today. Because if you do give a gift, someone uses it for the rest of the year, right? So we want to be, caring for the people we love as well as ourselves. So thanks, Kelly. I would love for you to share. I know you have a free gift for us, and then tell us that as well as where people can find you on your podcast and social media.
So I'm on Instagram. Kelly Bonanno is my handle, and Facebook is Savvy Girls Organic World. I actually have a Facebook group. People are welcome to join. And yeah, my podcast, I'm so excited about it. I just launched it in September, Clean Beauty Scene. So it's all about clean beauty, eco living, and wellness. And I take a very holistic approach. So I help people with nutrition and intermittent fasting. I actually have a free five-day challenge on getting started with intermittent fasting. And the great thing about intermittent fasting is it puts your body in autophagy, which is a very detoxifying environment for your body. And so it goes hand in hand, because it's more than just, avoiding certain toxins and using cleaner products. It all goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. It does. Thanks so much. I mean, you have such a great, I was even on her podcast. So such a great, talking about toxins, deciphering food labels.
I'm getting such great feedback on that.
You just have
people love it. You really good. Gave us some knowledge bombs. That was great. Yeah, we should link to that episode. That was so helpful. Good. I'm glad. I'm taking notes on my own podcast.
I was just taking a bunch of notes too. It's kind of scribble on the page, but I know that's what I love guests on. I feel like so I learn great. A lot too. So yeah. So all right, everyone, make sure you check out all of Kelly's resources. Check out that intermittent fasting challenge and all those resources, and enjoy your holidays. Thank you so thanks so much again, Kelly. Such a powerful episode with Kelly. I hope you're going to make use of the resources that she mentioned, as well as book a clarity call with me so I can support you in losing weight that lasts in 2021. So make sure you go to madewell345.com/clarity or the show notes so we can just have a chat and help you get clear what's holding you back from that weight loss or health goal and what can move you forward, and how my 6-month coaching program can support you along the way. All right, talk to you later and see you on the next episode. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there. Or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.